SBS Radio.
Indoor mask mandates return to New South Wales and Victoria on Friday. It comes as New South Wales sets a new record of 5,715 locally acquired cases of COVID-19, the highest daily coronavirus tally reported in Australia. The state is reintroducing density limits to hospitality venues. The one person per 2 square metres rule will apply from the 27th of December and run for 1 month. QR code check-ins will also return for high-risk settings, including retail and hospitality venues, with lengthy queues at COVID testing facilities and long wait times for results. Premier Dominic Perrottet is advising people to only get tested if they experience symptoms.
At the moment, what we're seeing is that many people across the state who are asymptomatic, who do not feel unwell, are lining up for a PCR test. This is putting enormous pressure on the system, and I thank everybody for their patience as we go through this period of time. But we need to make sure that those people who need to get tested in a timely way, and importantly, that we get the results back to people as quickly as possible.
He says that people who get an alert after a QR code check-in but don't feel unwell do not need to get a test. Next year, New South Wales will provide free rapid antigen tests, but the rollout is yet to be determined. And the state's chief health officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, says the now dominant Omicron variant has a decreased risk of hospitalisation than Delta, but increased transmissibility.
It indicates that infection with Omicron is likely to be milder than infection with Delta, with the risk of hospitalisation being around 60 to 80% less than for Delta. But the issue is the increased transmissibility, leading to high case numbers, and the impact that this is having on vulnerable settings, vulnerable people, and critical workforces, such as our health and aged care workforce.
In Victoria, face masks will be required in all indoor settings from Friday, except in private homes, for everyone aged 8 and older until the 12th of January. Masks also need to be worn at major outdoor events where there's more than 30,000 people, but can be taken off when seated. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley is recommending that people work from home if they can over the festive period, and that hospitality venues stick to seated service and save dance floors for outdoor, well-ventilated areas. He says wearing masks will significantly reduce the pressure on hospitals.
We think all of these measures are simple and common sense, sensible settings that keep us open and ensure that everyone celebrates this coming period safely with their families whilst managing as best we can the challenges of this new variant of concern. Masks will help keep businesses open and they massively reduce the risks of transmission.
Victoria has recorded 2,005 new COVID-19 cases, 10 deaths and 398 hospitalisations. Acting Premier James Merlino has announced that more than $31 million will be allocated to support the National Vaccine Booster Program rollout. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation has recommended a 5-month wait between the second and third vaccine doses, but Mr. Merlino says people should be receiving booster shots sooner.
And again, I want to be really clear. The interval needs to be shortened, and the interval needs to be shortened immediately. That's the view of Victoria, that's the view of New South Wales, that's the view of jurisdictions across the country. It is the clear public health advice that we're getting.
Over the coming weeks, 28 pop-up vaccination sites will open in Victoria, and the more than 50 existing sites will expand to operate 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. Around 1.8 million Australians have already received a booster dose, and more than 94% of the population aged 16 and over have received 2 jabs. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says that while ATAGI is continually reviewing its booster program, the Omicron variant is not causing a serious increase in intensive care cases.
Ventilation a week ago was 54 patients with COVID around Australia. As of yesterday, there were still 54 patients on ventilation with COVID. So despite the increase in case numbers, there had been zero increase in ventilated patient numbers.
World Health Organization epidemiologist Professor Mary Louise McLaws says people who receive the AstraZeneca vaccine need a booster, regardless of when they had their second dose. She says the WHO has found that the AstraZeneca vaccine does not provide protection against the Omicron variant after 4 months.
Mid-December to mid-January is the Australian equivalent of a super spreading event, because we love to get together with friends and go to places to meet them. So numbers will continue to increase. That fourth wave will be like nothing we've ever seen before, unless the government allows vaccine booster shot to happen at 4 months.
Queensland has recorded 369 new COVID-19 cases from more than 33,000 tests, and one person is in intensive care with other medical issues. Around 85% of the state is fully vaccinated, but Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is concerned about lagging vaccination rates on the Gold Coast. She is urging people to get vaccinated as tourists enter the state.
We're on the beautiful Gold Coast, but I am still worried that the vaccine coverage is not high enough here on the Gold Coast, which is one of the reasons we're doing this press conference here today. Across the southeast of our state, essentially every area is above 90% except the Gold Coast region. Even Logan, Ipswich, where we had a huge vaccine drive, they have now hit over 90%. In Brisbane, they're heading towards 95%, but on the Gold Coast, it's 88.8%. This is a tourism hotspot. This is where the tourists are coming from, just across the border.
Despite rising cases, Queensland's Chief Health Officer John Gerard says the spread of the virus is necessary for it to become endemic.
I think it is important at times like this, as the numbers increase, that we reflect on what exactly we are trying to do and where we are going. The spread of this virus, which has now been, this particular strain, Omicron, is extremely contagious. Not only is the spread of this virus inevitable, it is necessary. In order for us to go from the pandemic phase to an endemic phase, the virus has to be widespread. We all have to have immunity. You will all have to develop immunity, and there's two ways you can do that: by being vaccinated or getting infected. There are only two choices. There are only two ways to do that.
South Australia has recorded 484 new cases of COVID-19 and the ACT 85. The Northern Territory has recorded 10 new cases, with 5 linked to the Tennant Creek outbreak. Tasmania has reported 26 new cases, a record high for the state. Western Australia has reported 1 new infection, with several exposure sites listed in Perth. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.